很高兴啊，我们看见很多的人加入到我们今天下午的学习来。
Because people keep coming and going from here to China, and so every now and then you see someone else. Oh, that's good. He's back from China. So.
所以我们经常会有人来来回回，我们看见一些哦，这个弟兄又从中国回来了，我们很高兴。
We're happy you're all here today.
我们很高兴你们今天都能来。
One of the great benefits of Chinese New Year is that you get to come home to us at 16th. We like that.
所以新年呢，中国新年我们很喜欢，因为大家都会回来一起跟家人在这儿跟我们就能见着了。
The somewhat sad news is that Joe is not going to be with us as much as he wanted this week.
我们有个小的变动啊，只有这一周呢，可能要短期离开一下。
Joe has a friend who has just died in Timmins, Ontario.
他有个朋友呢，刚刚过世了，在安大略省。
And so he is leaving tomorrow to go back for a funeral for her on Friday.
所以这周五呢，会有他的一个葬礼的追思会，所以。Joe 弟兄要赶回去呢，参加这个追思会。
Then he will come back here on Saturday, so we will see him on Sunday.
所以，但他还是会周六会回来，所以周日的时候我们还是会看见 Joe 弟兄。
But he will not be here for the Bible study tomorrow night, nor for the study on Thursday.
那他就会这周周三晚上和周四上午的圣经学习，他就不能参加了。
And Eric is still away. He's usually there.On Wednesday and Thursday, but he's still in the Bahamas.
那 Eric 弟兄呢还在外面哈，还在巴哈马，所以他这周也不在。
But Lord willing, I'll be able to be here tomorrow night and Thursday, so we'll see some of you then.
那主若许可呢，周三晚和周四呢 ，Harold 弟兄会在。如果有兴趣，可以大家一起来。
I'm not sure what other issues, other prayer items we should have.For right now,
we announced the Chinese New Year.
Yes, that's right. So Long says we should announce our Chinese New Year program. It is going to be on January 30th, a week this coming Friday.
那我们是下周五的晚上啊，我们有新年的庆祝活动。
Here at the chapel,
在就在教会
we're going to have a big program and good food.
我们会有很多好吃的，然后呢，也有一个很好的安排，节目的安排。
Good food because we're going to have potluck dinner, which means you're going to bring your best food.
好的食物是因为我们都知道大家很能做啊，所以我们都是要自己带菜来，把最好的菜带来。
If you would like to sign up for the potluck dinner on the table at the rear.
那背后我们那个板上呢，已经把单子列出来了，大家可以自己登记你要带什么。
Many are still coming for Chinese New Year, coming here or going back to China. So we should pray for them. Pray that the Lord will give them safe journey and will bless them when they come to us.
那我们来来回回呢，我们在。中国呢，我们有有去的，也回来的，所以我们要为每个人旅途的平安祷告。
I think those are all the announcements that we need right now, unless anyone has anything else.
这是我们今天的通知了哈，还有什么
？All right, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
And then Joe will carry on his study with us.
然后 Joe 会继续他的学习。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了这本圣经。
You have given it to us so that we will have light, so that we will have understanding.
您把这本圣经给我们，让我们能够有光，能理解。
So that we would know why we're here, what we should do, and where we should go.
你让我们知道我们为什么会在这儿，我们需要做什么，我们要往哪里去。
And Lord, the fact is that each of us are in great need. We need your help.
我们每一个人都有巨大的需要，我们需要您的帮助。
And we have come today, Lord, in order that the Holy Spirit of God might teach us so that we would know what it is we should do.
我们来到这里，求您的圣灵教导我们，让我们知道所当行的事。
We pray, Lord, that you will help us today.
求您今天帮助我们。
Speak to Joe, we pray, so that he can speak to us those things that you have provided for us.
主啊，求您对Joe弟兄说话，使他能够把您为我们预备的灵粮传讲给我们。
And Lord, especially we pray for families at this time.
我们特别的为家庭在这样的时刻献上祷告。
Many members of our family will be coming to join us, and we pray, Lord, that you will bless them, that you will enable us to be a blessing to them.
因为很多的家人回来和自己的亲人团聚，求您祝福他们，也求您使我们成为他们的祝福。
So Lord, we give you thanks now as we turn to the Word of God.
我们转向神的话，我们献上感恩。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. My first concern is I have a few outlines left from last week. So if you don't have an,
如果有人没有这个单张的上一周的单张，上次我们用过的，有谁没有呢？
This was from last week. So if you're a newcomer,
如果你今天第一次来呢，你要举一下手啊，我们发一下。
If you think you're getting confused about outlines, imagine how much I'm getting confused about outlines.
如果你觉得手上的单张太多，都混了，你要知道我也很困难。
So I don't know if it's Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night, Thursday morning, Sunday. I don't know. We kind of got to just figure it out. Okay. You should also have not only an outline, you should also have a map.
那不单是个单张啊，你还要需要有一张地图。
Now, your map is not as pretty as my map.
你的地图没有我的漂亮。
But it is the same map.
但是同一张地图啊，因为它是彩色。
And if you have colored pencils, you can color your map.
如果你手上有彩笔呢，你就自己把你的黑白的变彩色。
But not while we're studying, okay. Don't do it.
不管怎么样呢，我们就开始学习了。
Okay. If you're just joining us, we are studying one of the most well-known or famous chapters in the Bible.
那如果你今天第一次开始听呢，我们就告诉你们呢，我们在学习一个圣经里很著名的一个篇章啊。
Because if you've been around a church or a Bible study, you will probably have heard the story about Paul and Silas in a jail in Philippi.
如果你曾经参加过圣经学习呢，你应该多少会听过这样的故事，保罗和希拉呢在腓立比监狱的这样的故事。
And a lot of people have heard about the most important question in the whole world.
那很多人呢在地上都听过这最重要的一个问题。
And it's the question, what must I do to be saved? That's the question.
就是我要得救，我该做什么才能得救？
In order to understand why the jailer asked that question, we're studying the whole chapter, Acts 16.
那为了理解这个狱卒啊，他为什么问这个问题，我们要先把整个一章都学一遍。
In order to understand Acts 16, you needed a map. And so last week I drew one, but I told Norma it looked like Mississippi when I got through with it. So I brought you a good map.
他说上一周他自己画了一张地图，但他觉得画的就像画像他家乡密西西比一样，所以他这次带了一个真的来啊。
That's a joke. You can laugh. It's okay. So, so we're going to do a little bit of review as to the context of Acts chapter 16.
所以我们做一点小的回顾啊，来让我们理解十六章《使徒行传》的背景。
Did we read that last time?
Yeah, we read that.
We should. Okay, you're getting ready to read again. We should. I know. It's Bible study, so we're going to read. That's what we're going to do. We're going to read Acts chapter 16.
我们再读一遍啊，虽然上周读过，我们是圣经学习，读圣经总是对的。我们再读一遍《使徒行传》的16章。
The way you learn.
Shall we read the whole
thing? Yeah, go for it.
我们一人一节啊，《使徒行传》的16章1节到最后一节啊，我们顺序读一下。
保罗来到特庇，又到路斯德，在那里有一个门徒名叫提摩太，是信主之犹太夫人的儿子。他父亲却是希腊人。路斯德和以哥念的弟兄都称赞他。保罗要带他同去，只因那些地方的犹太人都知道他父亲是希腊人，就给他行了割礼。他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守，于是众教会。 信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛里加、加拉太一带地方，到了美西亚边界，他们想要往提多尼去，耶稣的灵却不许，他们就越过美西亚，下到特罗亚去。
在夜间有异象。
有异现向于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说：“请你到我，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。”保罗既看见这异象，我们随即要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。于是从特罗亚开船，一直行到撒摩特拉，第二天到了尼亚波里。
从那里来到菲利比，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的住房城。我们在这城里住了几天。刚安息日，我们出城门，到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下，对那西非的妇女讲道。有一个卖子的妇人，名叫吕亚底，是推压。
希腊城的人素来敬拜神，他听见了，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。
他和他一家既领了喜，便求我们说：“你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。”于是强留我们。以后我们住那祷告的地方去，有一个使女迎着面来，她被巫鬼所缚，用法术叫他主人们大得财力。 他跟随保罗和我们喊着说：“这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。”他一连多日这样喊叫，保罗就心生厌烦，转身对那鬼说：“我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。”那鬼当时就出来了。使女的主人们见得力的指望没有了，便揪住保罗和希拉，拉他们到市上见首领。
又到路道反当那城，这些人原是犹太人，因骚扰我们的城。
传我们罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩。
众人就一同起来攻击他们，馆长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打。
打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，吩咐禁足，严禁看守。
禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里。
两脚上了木狗，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
禁足一看见监门全开，以为囚犯已逃走，就拔刀要自杀。保罗大声叫。
叫呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这儿。
禁足叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢地伏在保罗、希拉面前，
又领他们出来，说：“二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？”
他们说：“当信主耶稣，你和一家都必得救。”
他们就把主的道讲给他们和全家的人听。
当夜，就跟那时候，禁足把他们带出去。 洗他们的孙，他和属乎他的人，一时就受了洗。
于是禁足领他们上自己家去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，
都很喜乐。
到了天亮，官长打发差役来说，释放那两个人吧。
禁足就把这话告诉保罗，说官长打发人来要释放你们，如今可以出监，平平安安的去吧。
保罗却说，我们是罗马人，并没有定罪，他们就在众人面前打了我们，又把我们下在监里，现在要私下撵我们出去吗？这是不行的，叫他们自己来领我们出去吧。
差役把这话回禀官长，官长听见他们是罗马人，就害怕了，于是来劝他们，领他们出来，请他们离开那城。
二人出了心，往吕底亚家里去，见了弟兄们，劝慰他们一番，就走了。
Amen. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. It is a story that is so written so well, you can actually see it in your mind as you read it.
所以这个故事描述的如此的好和细致啊，你在脑子里就已经有这个图画出来了。
So in our study, let's remember, this will be the second time that Paul and his friends are going on a missionary journey.
我们知道这个发生的时间是保罗第二次的和他的同工一起去传教之旅。
The chapters preceding chapter 16 tells us about the first missionary journey that they went on.
那前面一章呢是在讲他的第一次的传教之旅啊。
You might remember that after the first missionary journey, Paul and his friend Barnabas wanted to go back and visit the churches or the people of God that they met on the first journey.
所以当第一次结束之后呢，保罗巴拉巴呢就想回去兼顾他们第一次所建立教会的那些弟兄们的心。
You remember that when Paul said, let's go and visit the churches again, Barnabas said, yes, let's go and we'll take my nephew Mark with us.
你们都记得那样的一个故事啊，就是保罗说我们去回去看我们那些弟兄，那巴拿巴说那好，那我们去，那我要带上我的外甥那个马可去。
So you remember that there was a problem. Paul did not want Mark to go, and Barnabas did want Mark to go.
他们两个有争执了，因为保罗不想要马可去，巴拿巴又想让马可去。
The argument became so intense that this good man Barnabas and this good man Paul split over this young man Mark.
那这样的争执如此激烈，那这个保罗也是个很好的弟兄，巴拿巴也是很好的弟兄，但因着这件事呢，却分开了。
So you sort of got to ask yourself the question, which one was right?
你可能会问呢，到底哪一个是对的呢？
And someone might say, well, Barnabas took his nephew and went home to, where was it, Cyprus or Crete or somewhere. Went home, anyhow.
In Cyprus. Yeah, Cyprus. 所以巴拿巴呢去带着马可呢坐船回塞浦路斯去了。
And the Bible says that Paul got his new partner, Silas, and the brethren commended them and said, go do the work of God.
那保罗呢带着新的同工希拉，神就差他们出去做工了。
So which one was right?
哪一个是对的呢？
That is a big question.
这是个大的问题。
Let me suggest something.
我这么讲啊。
You have to wait a long time sometime to know who is right.
你要等好长时间啊，才能有的时候看见到底谁是对的。
We are too quick to make judgments sometime.
我们有的时候下定论都太快。
And so I'm suggesting that they were both right.
那我这么说呢，他们都对啊，他们两个都对的。
Barnabas took a young man who had been very discouraged and took him, if my timing is right, 10 years and worked with that young man.
巴拿巴呢带着这个年轻人马可，也就是叫称呼约翰的马可，十年之久啊，陪着他。
What do you think Barnabas was doing for that 10 years?
那你觉得巴拿巴在这十年里做了什么呢？
He was discipling a young man called Mark.
他在给一个年轻人叫马可的年轻人做门徒培训。
We need more people in our fellowship that will be sensitive to young, discouraged Christians and take them and disciple them.
所以我们当然需要这样的工人，这样的弟兄，他们对年轻的但是得救信主的基督徒很有负担，他们愿意去培训他们，陪伴他们。这种工人我们当然非常需要。
Too often what happens is if a young man makes a mistake and he is discouraged, nobody takes time with him, everybody judges him, and the next thing you know, he is gone.
常常出现的情形是，当一个年轻人他犯错了，也没有人愿意花时间去陪他，常常会给他定罪，这样的个过程呢，过了一阵他可能就远离了。
The reason I say that Barnabas was doing the work of God is because he helped John or Mark become the man that God wanted him to be.
所以巴拿巴做对的事情是他帮助了这年轻人马可哈。成为了一个属神的人，对的人。
Because at the end of Paul's life, when he writes 2 Timothy, he's in prison. He says, "Everybody has left me, but I want you to bring Mark to me."
所以，当很晚年，保罗的晚年的时候，当他写提摩太后书的时候，他写到呢，哎呦，众人都离开我了，但是他写给提摩太说。他说我愿盼望你呢把马可带来。
Because he says Mark is profitable for the ministry and to me.
他说马可呢对我和我的事工是有益处的。
That was the same Mark that Paul said, we don't want him to go, he's not strong enough, he'll just quit like he did on the first trip, and we don't want him to go with us anymore.
这是同样一个马可啊。保罗说呢，在那一次说我们不想要带马可去，他第一次就跑了，就不想继续坚持下去，我不想要这个马可。
So I believe God blessed Barnabas and Mark, and that God blessed Paul and Silas, even though they couldn't get along, they both were doing the work of God.
所以我的意见呢是神既祝福了保罗和希拉。也祝福了巴拿巴和马可，即使他们在这件事情上意见不一致，但他们都是在各自分开之后得着神的祝福，在做主的工。
Let me be very clear, however, about something.
所以我要很清楚啊，无论这个事情是怎样。
Both men were wrong, too.
这两个人呢也都错了。首先他们都是对的，也都错了。
They should not have split.Over that.
他们不应该因此而起纷争而分开。
These are two godly men who should have been on their knees together and should have asked God for reconciliation, but they didn't do it.
他们都是属神的人，他们应该会彼此需要和解而不是冲突，但他没有因此没有这么做。
You might be familiar with another verse in the Bible.
你可能会对圣经的另一个经文熟悉。
And it goes like this. God can work all things together for good to those that love him.
神让万事互相效力啊，叫爱神的人得益处。
Now let's be very clear about something.
那我们很清楚要传递这个信息。
Everything is not good. There's a lot of bad things going on.
其实呢，没有什么事真的是好的，世界上很多事。事情发生都是坏的。
But the Bible says, God says, if you love me and trust me, I can take that bad thing and turn it around for good to those that love me.
神要的就是说，你顺服他，你转向他。只要你转向他呢，他可以使你做的事，即使不好，他也可以变得对你有好处。
So there's no doubt that God, in His mercy and in His grace, blessed both of those men who were actually both wrong.
所以神呢，在他的恩典和怜悯里呢，祝福了这两个人，让他们两个虽然是因着错的动机分开，但却使这分开依然成为祝福。
One of your greatest problems that you're going to have as a Christian is personality conflicts with another Christian.
所以作为基督徒呢，一个很大的挑战就是和另外一个基督徒性格的冲突。
Sometimes those personality conflicts are over a third person, another person.
这样的一个冲突呢，可能是因着第三个人起来的，第三方起来。
You might say, I really like that person, and the other person says, I don't think that person is qualified.
你会说呢，我很喜欢这个人，另你的对面这个人呢，说我很不喜欢那个人，我觉得他不合格。
And sometimes it can divide not just two people, it can divide the assembly, the fellowship.
有的时候呢，他不单会使两个人分开，他可能会使整个教会分开。
You must be very, very careful to always support your elders and what decisions they make.
所以你总是要非常小心啊，你要支持教会的长者、长老啊，以及他们的决定。
God is sovereign and God will work His work, but we are to obey the scriptures.
神是有主权的，他在掌权，那我们总是要顺服这圣经的话。
You would be surprised how many Christians separate over foolish things.
你会觉得诧异的，很多基督徒因为一些很愚蠢的事而分开。
Foolish things like, I don't like the color of the carpet.
很愚蠢的，比方说呢，我不喜欢这个地毯的颜色。
Or, I am so tired of Chinese food, let's have hamburgers. I want hamburgers.
或者说呢，我吃中国菜吃腻了，那谁能给我个汉堡啊？
And someone said, no, we're not going to eat hamburgers, we're going to eat tofu or something.
然后我有人说呢，我不想吃汉堡，我就想吃豆腐。
Foolish thing. We need to accept one another's little likes and dislikes and learn to encourage and help one another.
我们总是以自己的性格的喜好啊来判断，这个是一个很大的危险。
So, nevertheless, this is the background where we read Acts chapter 16, verse 1.Paul and Silas are now going back to visit the Christians and the assemblies that were started on their first journey.
所以这是十六章的一个背景呢。保罗、希拉呢，现在起来，他要去拜访他们第一次传道之旅建立的教会。
I want to remind you again, Paul, great man of God, never works alone.
我要记得，你要记得一件事啊，保罗那神大能的仆人，他却从来不是独立工作的。
The pattern in the New Testament is that there's always team effort, always more than one. Some are strong, some are weak, but they make up a team.
所以新约你总会看见，总不是一个人在做，他是一个团队。有的强一点，有的弱一点，但一直是个团队。
So Paul and Silas start, and then in early verses of Acts 16, they pick up a young man called Timothy.
所以，保罗、希拉先开始，在早期呢，他们就又找到了一个年轻人叫提摩太。
Okay, so they've got Paul, and we've got Silas, and now we've got Timothy, and we know, for instance, who wrote the book of Acts? Who wrote that book?Luke, Dr. Luke wrote the book of Acts.
现在我们有这几个人了，然后我们也知道呢，使徒行传是路加写的，所以路加也在里面。
Did Dr. Luke write any other books in the Bible?
路加医生还写过其他的书吗？
The Gospel of Luke, very good.
路加福音就是路加写的。
Right. Okay. So sometimes Dr. Luke will tell us when he isworking with the team or when he is separated from the team by using plural pronouns.
啊，所以他有的时候会用复数啊，当他讲到团队的时候。
For instance, in verse 10 of chapter 16. Now, after he had seen the vision, that is, Paul had seen the vision, immediately we. Oh, not them, not they. Now Dr. Luke says, I'm here, I'm on the team, and some things are happening, and so we sought to go to Macedonia.
比方说十章十六章的十节是保罗既看见这异象，我们随即要往，所以他讲到我们这个复数就表明什么？路加自己也在里面。
Okay, now as we go back to verse 6 and verse 7, we will notice that the team, the missionary team, had in their mind a plan, a direction, but God the Holy Spirit said, no.
那第七节我们看见呢，使徒们自己有一个方向想去，但是神却说不可以。
So they, as you can see the arrows, from on your map, you see Antioch in Syria, you see that Antioch? Not the other one over there.
打开地图，你看见你的地图的右下角是有个安提阿，对不对？右边。
Antioch in Syria. Okay. Antioch in Syria becomes home base for the mission trips.
所以叙利亚的安提阿哈就是叙利亚的安提阿就是那个传道的一个基地啊。
Oh, does any, does, if you don't have a map that, here, some maps they didn't quite get Antioch on there. If you have a black and white map, you'd probably have it. Okay, good. All right. So Antioch becomes home base, and from there, Paul and his team will leave from there, and they will ultimately come back to give missionary reports, but that's home base, Antioch.
所以叙利亚的安提阿呢，保罗他们从那里开始，他们从那里起行，回到呢，也是回到这里，所以这是他们的起点和母堂。
So you see the arrows that are telling you which direction they're going.
所以你们看见这个箭头啊，就告诉你他们是往哪个方向走的。
And when they get to Troas, you see where Troas is? Okay.
他们到了特罗亚，特罗亚在哪呢？
When they get to Troas, they wanted to go back, on your map it would be to the right in the north, back into Asia. That's where they wanted to go, Bithynia and back into those places.
所以特罗亚呢，就是我们地图的中间上面一点啊，那个靠海的那个城市。所以他们从这呢，本来是想要再往右走的，就是往东走啊，往亚洲方向走。
Okay. So, in verses 6 and 7, it says that God, the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, said, you cannot go, you are not permitted to go, do not go.
那神的圣灵却说呢，不能，你不能去啊，你不要去。
Instead, Paul saw in a vision a man from Macedonia. Now, on your map, you will see Thrace,
yeah.
Macedonia.
Yep.
So see a man from this area over here saying, come over and help us.
所以在保罗的这个意象里呢，他看见有一个人，马其顿人呢。马其顿在哪呢？就是我们刚才这个上面这个岛的画的这个下半段这个地方，就这大块地方都叫马其顿。
Okay, so that was a vision that Paul had.
这就是保罗异象看见的。
Now you must remember that this is a team. We've got Paul, we've got Silas, we've got Timothy, and we've got Luke. We've got at least four people here.
所以这里呢，我们已经知道至少有这么四个人了：保罗、希拉、提摩太和路加，至少有四个人。
So, I want you to notice again in verse 10,
我们注意十节,
that after Paul had the vision, that those men, the plural pronoun, we sought to go to Macedonia, verse 10, here's the key word, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them.
所以保罗看见这异象呢，就以为或者说有这个结论，神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
I don't know what translation you got for concluding, but let me tell you what that looked like in real life.
那他想解释一下这个以为的原文的这个词是什么。
Those men got together and said, it is obvious that the Lord doesn't want us to go back into Asia. That's obvious. The Spirit of God told them.
这些人已经得出个结论，那至少神呢不要我们去亚洲小亚细亚继续传。
And so Paul said, well, I had a vision, I had a dream, and in that vision, I saw a man over in Macedonia, and he's saying, come over here and help.
那我保罗说的，我在梦里的异象呢，看见一个马其顿人说到我们这里来帮助我。
So how are we going to know what is right? How are we going to do the right thing?
我们怎么知道什么是对的？我们怎么做对的事情呢？
So they evaluated the circumstances that they were in.
所以他们就评估了一下他们在做的事情的环境。
And I'm suggesting they said, well, let's talk about the options.
我们就想一想可能性吧。
Let's talk about if we disobey God, what would happen?
我们如果顺服不背逆神会发生什么呢？
And if we obey God, what would happen?
如果顺服神又会发生什么呢？
And maybe we should pray about this.
也许我们应该为这事祷告。
However that worked out, the word is we concluded that God had called us to Macedonia.
所以最终的结果就是我们结论神要召我们去马其顿。
You know what you can learn from this?
你知道你能从这里学到什么吗？
You need to talk to your elders, to other Christians. You need to pray. You need to read your Bible before you make decisions.
你应该呢读经，要祷告，要跟你教会的长老去谈，在你有一个重大决定之前，你这些都要做。
Because God will always lead you into His will if you want to be led into His will.
因为神总是会带你进到他的旨意里，只要你愿意，你想要。
What if Silas, who was Paul's partner, what if he said, well, I have family in Asia and Bithynia, and I think we should go over and visit my family there.
假设呢，希拉呢，保罗的同工说，哎，我的家人在刚好在亚洲这里，那我能不能我们去那里，我们可能会更好一点。
What if Paul would have said, well, I don't think we should go over there. And Silas said, well, we could preach the gospel to them.
保罗说呢，哎，我也许我们不应该去那。那希拉可能会说，我们也可以去那边传福音，讲福音呢。
And I can almost hear Paul saying, but God the Holy Spirit said, don't preach the gospel over there.
那我可以想象保罗立刻就会否定，那神的灵不许我们去呢。
And then maybe Silas said, well, we should preach the gospel everywhere. What do you mean, don't preach it? Can you understand how this thing can go?
那希拉可能会说，那不是我们到处都可以去传福音吗？你为什么说不准到那里去呢？你可以想象这样的争论会发生。
I'm suggesting that little phrase we concluded is we're all on the same page. Let's go to Macedonia.
所以我们以为呢，或者我们的结论呢，一定是他们经历过这样的讨论，他们都同意一个方向。
Be careful making decisions about something you personally can profit from. These decisions have to be made.Taking everything into consideration.
那小心，我们做结论的时候，不要只想到自己的情景，最终做自己有利的决定。要考虑所有方方面面，神让你想到的因素。
Let me give you an example.
我们给你一个例子。
Let's suppose a Christian lady says.She comes to one of her elders and she says to her elder, I think I want to get married.
假设呢，一个基督徒的姊妹跟长老来说，哎呀，我觉得我想要结婚了。
And so her elder says, Who do you think you want to get married to?
那他的长老就说，你觉得你应该跟谁结婚呢？
And she says, I want to get married to Leroy.
我可能想和 Leroy 结婚。
Leroy's from Mississippi. He's a really, really good guy.
从密西西比来的 Leroy, 他真是个好人啊。
And so the elder says, is Leroy a Christian?
然后 elder, 长老会问他, 那 Leroy 是一个基督徒吗?
She says, no, I don't think Leroy is a Christian. I don't think so.
他说不, 我觉得他应该还没有得救。
And so the elder says, God says in his word that a Christian should not marry a non-Christian.
那神在他的圣经里他的话写了啊，那你基督徒呢，你不能和另外一个不是主里的呢成亲。
So she says, where is that in the Bible, smart lady?
啊，这个,
where is it?
啊，这个姊妹就说呢，那这个圣经里哪里这么说的呢？
So he takes his Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and reads some verses, and sure enough, there it is. A believer is not to be joined together with an unbeliever.
那长老会把提摩太后书二章翻开呢，把这个经文给他看啊，一个基督徒不能和一个非信徒结婚啊，他会给他看。
So this lady says, but he's such a nice person. Really nice.
Mississippi, of course. Gotta be nice. 然后他说呢，哎，这个是很好的一个男生啊。
And he doesn't care if I go to church, and he doesn't care if I go to Bible studies. He's really, really a nice person.
他也不在乎是不是去教会，是不是去查经班，但是他真的是个好人。
But the elder says, the Bible says,
圣,
don't do it.
但长老会说呢，那圣经说的，所以你不要这么做。
You know what she says?
你猜姊妹会怎么说呢？
I'm going to pray about it.
他说呢，我要去祷告一下。
Now please, I hope this is very, very clear. I want to say something very clear.Some things you don't have to pray about.
所以我要很清楚地表达一个意思啊，大家注意听，有的事情你不需要祷告。
You just have to obey.
你就听顺从就好了。
If God says, no, that's not right, that's not good, that's not a good plan for you, you should say, wow, now I gotta choose, will I obey God or will I not?
如果神已经很清楚地说这不对，这不是你要去做的，你不是要去祷告，你说我已经有了一个选项摆在面前，我要做还是不做，听还是不听。
So the lady says, well, I have a friend and she married an unsaved person and their life is okay, no problems.
但这个姊妹会说，那我还有个朋友，那她也嫁给了一个不是主里的弟兄，那他们的生活也挺好的呀。
And so she tries to use an example of someone else who has disobeyed the Lord to give her confidence that she can disobey the Lord.
所以她其实在做呢，她想找一个例子啊，另外的没有顺服神的旨意的人的例子呢，来给她一点支持，那她也可以这么做。
I want you to remember that after you think about it and after you pray about it, you must obey the word of God.
那我要大家记得，当你想了一想，你也祷告了，那你要最终呢，你总是要做这个决定，是顺服神。
Okay, now let me take this one step further because I don't want to be misunderstood.
那我们继续再往前进一步，不希望大家误解。
Sometimes neither man or wife, neither one are Christians.
有的时候呢，那双方呢都不是基督徒。
And then sometimes either the man or his wife become a Christian, but not both.
有的时候呢，或者太太或者妻子呢，或者先生呢，先信主，但都信主，但是有时候有顺序。
So the Bible is clear, the one who has trusted the Lord.Is to pray for the other person so that they can come to the Lord. They are not to leave that person.
那圣经的教导呢？这种情况呢，就是先信的那个要为后信的那个祷告，但他不能离开，不能分开，不能离婚。
Their testimony is that they're a better wife or a better husband because they have trusted the Lord, and the unbeliever sees that.
所以他们的见证就是呢, 当他得救之后, 他就会变成一个更好的丈夫, 或者更好的妻子, 那非信的那一方呢, 就能看见这个变化。
And in some cases, there are children in that family.
有的时候呢, 家里还有孩子, 也能看见。
You want to know how gracious God is in a case where one is saved and one is not, and there's children? You know how gracious He is?
你知道神在这样的情形, 会有多大的恩典吗? 就一个得救了, 一个先得救, 孩子和另一方还没有得救。
God says, the believer in that family sets that family in a special place for me. The believer, can we use the word sanctifies, sets apart that family? Okay.
圣经是这么描述的, 就是因着这个信的人, 神把这一家, 都分别为圣了, 就是因为这一个信的人。 或者丈夫或者妻子
It doesn't mean that automatically that everybody else is just seen as a Christian now. They're not. But God says, I set that family apart and that family is going to be unique and that believer is going to have an influence in that family.
所以这并不等于剩下的人立刻就变成基督徒得救了, 而是神呢会特别看待这一家人, 是借着这一个人的 见证啊，来影响这全家人。
I know of a family where the woman was a Christian. They had four children, and the man was not a Christian.
那我有个这样的例子哈，那这边呢是个太太是个基督徒，他们有四个孩子，那先生不信主。
And the man became a Christian, listening to his children praying for him.
这个先生是怎么得救的呢? 就是当他听见孩子为他自己祷告的时候,
He said, night after night after night, I heard my little boy praying that his daddy would become a Christian, and it just melted his heart.
他说呢，每一天的晚上，他都听见他的小儿子 为他祷告，求神让他爸爸能信主，这就使这个爸爸的心软了。So,
if you happen to be in a family where one is saved and the other is not saved, remember, you are the key. You are the influence that God will use to help your wife and or husband and children come to know the Lord Jesus.
所以我要鼓励大家，也要告诉大家， 你们如果是家里呢第一个先信主的，你一定要记得你是家里呢神见证的源头啊，他会借着你来影响一家人，使一家人都蒙福，或者是不信的丈夫或者不信的太太或不信的孩子。
I think you added a few things, did you?
No.
I thought it was good, but I just didn't know what it was.
他觉得我翻译多加了点东西。
Oh, me. So anyhow, that's a little rabbit trail we got on, but I think it's good. Remember, we concluded. You concluded what? Trust God. That's what we concluded.
所以我们以为就是我们做出一个结论, 结论是什么呢? 总是信靠神。
Okay, so in verse 11, they started on a voyage, and they sailed from Troas over to Neapolis, and then they came to Philippi.
Verse 11 and 12.
Now, when they get to Philippi, you will remember that it was a man that Paul saw in this vision. It was a man saying, come over here and help us. But interestingly enough, when they get to Philippi, there's no men. Kind of weird, really.
你记得在保罗的异象中，他看见是一个男人啊，一个男人说过来帮助我们，但他在腓立比见到的却不是个男人。
Yeah. They go to, in verse 13, they go to a prayer meeting, along the river, a river down by the riverside. And when they got there, women were there.
13节我们就看见他们去一个祷告的地方呢是妇女讲道。
Okay, and we talked about this last week. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, but a certain lady named Lydia, she was there.
那我们上周讲了，我们就不再复述。那这里呢，有个姊妹叫吕底亚。
Now I want. It says that Lydia is from Thyatira, verse 14.
那十四节呢，她是从推雅推拉来的。
Okay, now look at your map, okay?
啊，注意你的地图。
If you find Thyatira, you tell me because it's not on there, okay?
如果你找到推雅推拉，你就告诉我啊。
But
但是我告诉你，这地图没有。
I'm going to tell you approximately where it is. You'll find it on another map, but between Antioch in Asia and Troas. You see those two places between Antioch and Troas? Somewhere just a little bit below that line, that travel route. Somewhere in that area, generally speaking, Thyatira.
所以推拉在哪呢？就是在那个特罗亚和中间这个安提阿哈。这条线的下面一点点就是推雅推拉。
Remember last week we talked about how God moves people so they can hear the gospel?
你们都记得神是会上周我们讲的会怎么移动人使他们能听见福音。
In our story today, the preachers, the missionaries were not allowed to go to Thyatira, but God says, I'm going to take a lady from Thyatira and I'm going to take her right across the sea and she's going to meet my missionaries in Philippi.
你会记得神不许这个传道人呢去亚洲讲道，然后呢他却使一个在亚洲推雅推拉就在亚洲的一个妇人呢愿意来到菲利比在那里去见传道人。
In August of 1970, the Lord moved me 2700 miles to meet a missionary who told me about the gospel. 2,700 miles.
1970年呢，神就这么在我的生命中做工的，让我旅行了2700英里，就是去为了见一个传道人。其实他也不知道。
The preachers did not come to me, but I went to the preachers.
那传道人不是到特别到我这来的，那我是被神挪到那边去听他的。
I didn't know I was going to meet preachers.
当然我不知道我去是为了去见一个传道人。
I was just doing what I wanted to do.
我只是想做我自己觉得对的事。
But let me say, as you're looking at this, let me say, the preachers were right here, and I'm 2,700 miles over here, and so the Lord says, okay, I want you to do this, that, and the other.Of course, I didn't know that, and so I'm going along and along, and bingo, I meet the preacher.
所以可以想象，假设他是在右边下面这个点上，这个传道人在左面上面那个点，他不知道，他就要做他自己对的事，然后他就走啊走走，走2700英里，到那个点，其实正好就碰到那个传道人，神在那边安排他们见面。
The Lord in His mercy and wisdom sometimes doesn't tell us.The whole story. He just does it for us.
神在他的怜悯和大能里，他有的时候不会告诉我们，他就是为我们做好的。
For instance, if the Lord had said to me when I was living in Los Angeles, California, I want you to travel 2,700 miles and a man will tell you about Jesus, I probably would not have gone.
如果我那个时候呢，如果有人告诉我你要旅行2700英里就是为了去听一场道呢，他肯定就不去了。
Because I wasn't listening to God in those days.
因为在那个时候他根本不想听神的话。
And so here's Lydia, and she perhaps, just perhaps, we don't know, perhaps she moves from Thyatira to Philippi because of her business endeavors.
那比如说这个妇人吕底亚，也许我们只是猜，那她是从推雅推拉到这个菲利比呢，就是因为她的生意。
I don't know why she moved there, but I know one of the things that she did when she got there.
那我不知道她为什么过去，但是我知道她过去以后她做了一件事。
She went to a prayer meeting.
就是她去那边的祷告会。
Which tells me she is seeking the Lord.
这个至少告诉我们呢，她在寻求神。
Do you know, if you're seeking the Lord, you need to do something. This is kind of convoluting this, but pause. I went to a church once where the preacher got up and said, Jesus is coming by here today.
他说以前他去一个教会，那教会的传道人说呢，今天呢，耶稣路过这里。
And he said, if you want to meet Jesus, you stay here because he's coming, and if you don't, you can leave.
如果你想要遇见耶稣呢，你就待在这儿，因为他会来。
Oh, wow.
你如果不想遇见耶稣，你就走吧。
So, anybody that wanted to meet Jesus stayed in that meeting that day.
一切想要遇见耶稣的人呢，那一天都留下了。
And you say, well, did Jesus come?
你会问呢，耶稣真的来了吗？
Yes, he did actually. He came.
他来了。
Yeah. You see, the preacher opened the Bible and he preached all about the life of Jesus, who he was and what he came to do and when he died on the cross. And Jesus, from the Word of God, was there in that meeting that day.
所以那天呢，传道人就翻开了圣经，把耶稣的生平，把他一切，他为什么要来，他在做什么，他死的时候又什么意义，那天呢， 所有的耶稣的形象就全部给出来。
So, maybe, just maybe, Lydia, who's from Thyatira, and now she's in Philippi, maybe she said to a lady in the market, do you know anything about Jesus?
也许呢，吕底亚在那一天，她跟一个市场上的妇人说，你知不知道关于耶稣呢？
And the lady says, I know where he's going to be tonight.
所以呢，那个妇人可能会说，我知道他今晚会在哪里。
He's going to be at a prayer meeting by the river.
他说今晚他会在河边的祷告会，会在那里。
And so she said, you can come with me to the prayer meeting if you want to.
你可以跟我一起去那祷告会，如果你想要认识耶稣。
I don't know how Lydia got there, but she was seeking the Lord, and the Lord led her there.
所以我们不知道Lydia怎么会在那儿，但是我们知道呢，她在寻求神，神就把她带去了。
And if you are in this room this afternoon, and you are seeking the Lord, Jesus is here.
所以我要告诉你呢，今天下午你们这些人，如果你在寻求神， 耶稣今天就在这里。
You can't see him with your eyes, I know that.
你不是靠你的肉眼看见。
But if you look around and you see other Christians, Jesus is living in the heart of the Christians in this room.
但你睁开眼，你看身边其他的基督徒，你就知道基督是活在他们里面的。
And he wants to live in your heart too.
你要知道基督也愿意活在你里面。
If you have come to see Jesus, who he is, to seek him, you look no further. He is here today with arms open wide to you.
只要你愿意寻求他，你就知道呢，他今天就在这里张开手等你来。
I can't save you from your sins, but Jesus can.
我不能把你从你的罪中救出来，但是耶稣可以。
And if we had time this afternoon, we could go around the table and many people in this room would say, I met Jesus too, and he changed my life.
如果我们有这样的时间呢，我们今天下午可以整个围着这个桌，每个人都讲自己的见证，你就知道耶稣救了他。
There would be story after story after story.
那就一个故事接着一个故事。
I tell you what happened to Lydia when she went to that prayer meeting.
我告诉你呢，当吕底亚去那个祷告会的时候发生什么。
Listen, the Lord opened her heart.
耶稣开了他的心。
See, she was seeking, but she didn't know what to believe.
她在寻求，但她不知道要信什么。
Look at verse 14 at the end. The Lord opened her heart to heed or consider the things spoken by Paul.
所以主就开导她的心，叫她留心听保罗所讲的话。
You say, well, What is Paul speaking? What are the things spoken by Paul?
你说，哎呀，这保罗在说什么？这什么意思？
The gospel. That's what Paul preaches.
保罗讲的就是
Everywhere he goes.
就是福音。
Yeah.
保罗到哪都讲。
He tells people how to be saved. He tells people how to become a Christian.
他就告诉人怎么得救，怎么成。
And so the Lord opened her heart, and so she could understand the gospel that day.
所以耶稣神呢就开了吕底亚的心，让在那天他能明白。
Look at the next verse, 15. When she and her household were baptized, whoa, stop right there. What's going on?
那他和他一家既领了洗啊，什么意思？
What does that tell me?
这告诉我们什么呢？
Tell me she accepted the Lord.
告诉我们他接受了主啊。
Because Paul will never baptize anybody who is not a Christian.
因为保罗不可能给任何一个没有信的人施洗。
And so Lydia became a Christian, and Lydia was baptized. And it goes on to say, her household, other people that, I don't know if she had a husband, I don't think so, but she probably had co-workers or servants or business partners. I don't know. There were other people in her house. And you know what they did? She came home and she said, let me tell you what Jesus has done for me. And they said, we want Jesus to do it for us. And they all got saved. Everybody in the house got saved.
不知道吕底亚是不是有丈夫，但是她肯定还有其他的亲人。所以当她回家了以后呢，她跟她的亲人讲，他们的亲人反应都是很热烈的，就是我问的吕底亚说，你们看基督怎么改变了我，他们都说我也要，我们也要。
You see, the Lord, or Paul would say that unless you know Jesus as your Savior, we can't baptize you. And so everybody in that house, that household, they trusted Jesus.
我知道保罗呢，很清楚的知道，除非一个人重生得救呢，他不会给他施洗啊。所以这时候就说明了，这一家吕底亚和他的一家呢，都得救信了。
Okay, so. What happened here is that Paul and his team stayed with Lydia.
所以保罗在这里呢，他的团队就和吕底亚家呢住在一起。
And they were there in that community of Philippi, and they were walking around in the marketplace.
他们就在腓立比的这个整个社区啊，在。
Then they would go down to the river to the prayer meeting, and then they would walk around back through the village.
他们又会到河边祷告会去参加，然后又会在城里走。
And then one day, Paul got this strange feeling.
有一天呢，保罗感到这个很奇怪的感觉。
He felt like someone was following him.
他感觉呢，有人在跟踪他。
A couple of years ago, I was in my backyard in Ontario cooking on my barbecue, all by myself.
一些年前呢，我在安大略呢，我在烧烤啊，我自己在烧烤。
I was barbecuing the only Chinese food that I know of.
我在烧烤我唯一知道的中国食物。
Hamburgers.
就是汉堡啊。
And I'm all by myself, and I'm cooking hamburgers, and I get this strange feeling that somebody is watching me.
我一直烧烤的时候呢，我就觉得很奇怪的感觉，好像有人在。
I'm all by myself.
在看我，我觉得没有人呢。
I turned around and looked back.
然后我转身往后看啊。
A bear was watching me.
一头熊在看我啊。
And I think he was. I like hamburgers.
我猜这头熊是闻着味道过来的，他也喜欢吃汉堡啊。
So I had a conversation with this bear.
然后我就跟这个熊谈了一下。
He said, if you know what's good for you, you will get out of here right now. You know, you will leave.
你最好离开啊，你得赶紧离开。
Yeah, because I have bear medicine in my house.
我有熊药。
But I don't have to shoot Mr. Bear because he went away. So Paul says, I think somebody is following me. So he turned around. Who do you think he sees?
他看见谁了呢?
Just a little girl.
一个小女孩。
Just a little girl, that's all.
小侍女啊。
Probably looked very innocent.
看起来好像挺无辜的。
But this wasn't the first time that it happened to Paul.
这是第一次啊,保罗碰到这样的事。
The Bible says, day after day after day, this little girl is following him around through the streets.
这之后呢,圣经说呢,一天又一天呢,这个使女就一直跟着保罗。
But she wasn't quiet. She was saying something.
但她不是安静的,她一直在说话。
You know what she was saying?
她说什么呢?
She was saying, these men, that is Paul and his team, these men show us the way of salvation.
她说这些人, 也就是保罗和他的同工啊, 是智, 告诉你们传讲救人的道。
Now, was that true? Or was that not true?
这是不是真的?
True. That is true.
是真的, 是真的。
That's exactly what they were doing.
当然, 这就是他们在做的事情。
And so day after day after day, this little girl says to everybody, these men show us the way of salvation.
一天又一天啊,这个使女就在后面喊,这些人传讲救人的道。
But Paul got, I don't know what the word is, aggravated, agitated. Paul had had enough of it, and one day when she said that, he turned around and he confronted that little girl.
所以保罗呢,听了,一直听了,就有一天就心中厌烦了,他就转身过来,面对那使女。
Now, we have to ask ourselves the question, what is wrong with the story?
所以我们首先要问自己一个问题,这个故事里哪里有问题了?
And the answer to that question is, the devil is involved.
答案就是呢,在这个使女的里面,她是有鬼附的。
This little girl was possessed. That is a demon living inside of her, her heart and her mind.
那鬼附的意思呢,就是在这个使女的里面呢,她这个鬼住在里面了,就在她的心里和她的头脑里。
And whenever that little girl would say, these men show us the way of salvation, I believe it was probably said in such a way as to mock them or make fun of them. Kind of like this. Huh, they show us the way of salvation. Can you believe that? These men say they show us the way of salvation. And day after day after day, she mocked them.
所以我想象的这个使女她一定是用一个什么样的方式带着讽刺。 使人反而不相信的方式。哎呀,他说,您相信吗?这个人在传讲救人的道,他居然传讲救人的道,这么样的一个方式。Even
though it was true what they were saying, get the point. Now, here's the point. God never uses the devil to do his work.
即便他们说的是对的,即便这个使女说的是对的,你要记住这个点,神从来不用魔鬼来做神的工。
The devil will always try to deceive you.
因为魔鬼总是想要欺骗你。
You say, well, the devil's saying these men are men of God. They're showing us the way of salvation. What's wrong with that? The devil is saying it. That's what's wrong with that.
你会说,这不是说了,这些人至高神的仆人,传讲神救人的道不对吗? 不对的。
We have to be very, very careful. Let me give you a little thought. God's work is done God's way, not the devil's way.
所以神的工啊,是以神的方式来做,不是以魔鬼的方式来做。
Oh boy. When the Lord Jesus was tempted in the wilderness,
所以当主耶稣在旷野被试探的时候,
The devil tempted him to meet his own need. He was hungry for 40 days. He was hungry. And the devil said, just if you really are the Son of God, just turn these stones into bread.
他说, 那你既然是神的儿子, 你就可以把石头变成饼啊, 你这么饿。
The devil's temptation was for Jesus to act independently, meet his own needs, do it his own way, and not resign himself to God and God's way. That was the temptation.
魔鬼的诡计和试探呢, 就是想要用耶稣呢, 回到自己的决定里来, 满足自己的需要, 而不去思考父神的旨意。
You could almost hear the devil saying to Jesus, it's been 40 days since you eat anything, right?
你可以想想魔鬼会怎么跟耶稣说, 你已经40天没吃东西了,不是吗?
I thought God loved you. What are you doing out in this wilderness all by yourself?
我想神一定很爱你, 那你在这个旷野里自己待着有什么意义呢?
You say you're the Son of God.
因为你是神的圣子啊。
Why don't you just prove it?
你为什么不证明一下呢?
Why don't you just turn these stones into bread and meet your own need?
你可以把石头变成饼, 满足你的需要吗?
See? Very subtle. Very subtle. It's not wrong to eat. That's not a sin. Not wrong to be hungry. That's not a sin. It's wrong to do it your way, not God's way, and Jesus wouldn't do that.
所以这是很精细的一个点啊。 你饥饿不是犯罪, 你要吃东西也不是犯罪, 但是犯罪是什么呢? 你不是用神的方式, 这就是罪。
So in Paul's case, the message is coming from the wrong source, and Paul turns around and cast the demon out of the slave girl.
所以这样的信息是从一个错误的源头出来的, 所以保罗一转身就把这个魔鬼赶出去了。
Do you know what happened then?
然后你猜发生什么了呢?
It got like really, really bad after that.
这个变得非常非常糟糕。
You might think, oh, we got rid of the devil, everything's going to be good. Well, no, that's not the way it
is. 我把鬼赶出去了, 一切都好了,不是的。
So watch this. The devil will try every means to get you to allow him to do something in your life, even if you think it's okay. Compromise is what I'm saying. The devil will always try to get you to compromise first.
魔鬼啊, 总是想, 希望你呢, 先妥协。 抓着你呢, 进到他的方式里啊, 不是神的方式里。
And when you say, no, I will not compromise, I will not join with the devil in this work, then things get really bad for Paul.
Yeah. 所以当你决定, 说不, 我就不跟你妥协, 我不要用你的方式, 我要用神的方式, 好, 魔鬼的脸就变了。
The next thing that happens is the whole town turns against them.
下一个事情发生的, 就是整个城都来逼迫他们俩。And
they tore their clothes off, they beat them with rods, and they threw them in jail.
他们把他的, 把他抓住, 用棍子打, 把衣服, 撕了,
so in this story, it is the jailer who is going to ask the most important question. It is the jailer who will.
所以在整个故事里呢，是这个狱卒最后问了那最重要的问题。
But Paul and Silas are they're sore, they're bleeding. They're discouraged, but they're singing. Let me tell you, they are singing.
那保罗、希拉呢, 他们在很痛, 他们很, 在流血, 但他们最后在干什么? 他们在祷告,
and, 暂时的赞美。The other prisoners hear them, and next week we're going to continue on with those thoughts. Okay? Any other announcements?
那我们今天先停在这儿，下一周我们会继续啊。今天把上一周的东西都看了一遍，因为有一张地图了。If
you don't have an outline with the questions on it, please make sure that you get one before you leave.
那如果你没有那张单张啊，就是你先需要拿这张单张，就上面有。 有一些经有一些那个要点。
So nobody told Joe that the meeting isn't over yet. He doesn't know that.
对 ，Joe 不知道这个会还没结束呢。
That is not true. I just heard it.
我刚听见了。
So you have some opportunity now to put some questions to Joe about what we've been hearing this afternoon.
所以你还有点机会可以问 Joe 一些问题，就我们今天下午听见的。大家有什么问题吗
？So there have been lots of good material.Lots of interesting things, lots of very challenging things for our own lives.
有很多很有意思，但也很有挑战的事情啊，在我们的生命里。
Comments or questions?
Testimonies.
Yeah, what are yeah, testimonies.
Yeah.
How?
我这里有个问题，就是保罗把华灯不会打出去这件事情，实际上是不是魔鬼的计谋而成？
OK.
因为他赶出去之后，后来整个证人都反对他，就是已经说这句赶鬼这件事情实际上是魔鬼的计谋。
Okay. So whether casting demon, this thing, you know, triggered a round of persecution to Paul and caused a lot of problem. Whether this is a devil's plan or devil's trick that makes Paul.
I fall back on God's commission to Paul and his go and preach the gospel commission. I think that Paul is being faithfulto what God has asked him to do. He recognized that the enemy is trying to influence that message, and Paul says, I'm not going to allow that to happen, and so he deals with the enemy. I don't believe, can I go ahead a little bit? I don't believe that it was the trick of the devil.To try to trick Paul into doing this. On the other side, I believe it was Paul's unwillingness to compromise that caused the problem, not the devil's trick.
Okay. 就他相信呢，不是魔鬼的计划或者计谋，但是呢，是保罗啊，他不愿意妥协，因为在保罗传讲神的话的过程中，保罗有个很重要的特点，就是他非常的忠实于。神托付给他的所有信息，他非常忠实于这个工作，所以他每次传讲的时候呢，他都是非常诚实的要把这个话语给出去。但这个时候呢，魔鬼开始用一些方式呢来影响保罗的传道。这一次用的就是一个使女在后面一直搅扰他，一直打扰他。所以呢，并不是魔鬼计划好要这么做，要使保罗最后没有办法传道，而是保罗呢完全一点都不妥协，就是丝毫退5%-10%也不肯，就是我一定要让我的传道呢是完美的，所以他就回身就把这魔鬼的搅扰赶走了，这导致的问题。
So if a student in university or school, if a student, a Christian student is tempted to cheat, and he won't cheat, and because of his honesty, the teacher takes some retribution on him. It's not the devil's trick to get him to be honest. It is the consequence of following the Lord that he is being persecuted. See?
就是说呢，比方说一个孩子，他在学校，他这个假设他受试探要去骗要去骗人，但是呢他最后决定了我就是不，但他这个决定呢会冒犯人的然后这样的话呢他可能会带来一些报复的那所以不能说呢是这个魔鬼的计划使这个孩子变诚实，而这个孩子决定选择诚实的时候，他就必然会带来这个被冒犯的那个人的翻脸
See, the devil loses anyhow because the jailer gets saved and his wife and his family. So if we can't give the devil credit for that.
You know. 即便保罗被打了，最后神又借着这个救了狱卒和他的一家，所以魔鬼怎么都输了。
God is working all things together for good to them that love Him.
所以神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Good question.
很好的问题。
Very good question.
就是那个，Joe 为什么选了这一章来给我们讲，而且还讲了两遍？他的就是选的这一章的用意是在哪里
？Okay.So why you chose this chapter to preach to us? What's your intention to deliver what message to us? Why pick 16? Why pick this Acts 16?
Not hard. This is 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. So we take Acts 16. Whenever I know that I am coming to do things like this, my wife and I always pray.
Amen. 你知道吗？我们每次要来之前做一些比较长时间的工呢，我和我太太都会一直祷告。
And sometimes the Lord tells me to, or I believe He is leading me to take certain passages, and I go, I don't know about that passage, but the Lord is leading, and so that's what I try to do. And in this case, I asked the Lord specifically about this afternoon class, and that's what He told me to do. That's the only answer I can give you.
Yeah. 所以比方说呢，我经常会碰到这个情形，主就带着我呢，就进到一些经文里去啊，我就知道要讲这些，但是我甚至有的时候觉得这个我自己都不是特别确定这个是不是我明白的，但神是会给他。然后他说，就像今天下午这个我们这个信息呢，也是，这是他能唯一给我们的答案，就是他祷告以后，神带着他去到一个方向。
If you were to look at my notes, I probably didn't talk hardly at all about my notes today.But I believe the Lord directed our conversation for things that may be needful for people in this room. I don't know, but the Lord knows.
所以这是一个非常重要的点，就是传道人呢，有的时候他准备的这个要点呢，他在这一次课花了很长时间准备的要点，他在这次课他完全没有讲。但是他知道他所讲的内容呢是出于神的，因为神知道今天会有些人需要哪些信息，就是当场会带着他讲到的一些事情是他不知道他为什么会要这么讲的。
What I would recommend for each person is that you pray before you come to the class and ask the Lord to speak to you.
所以我也要建议我们在座的每一位呢，在你们每一次来听讲之前呢，你自己祷告，求神呢开你的心，直接对你的心说话。
So I think that Mindy was asking the wrong question. And I will tell you why. I think Mindy should have been asking the question, why did God want us to hear this chapter today, because it wasn't Joe's idea at all.
So Mindy 的问题呢，其实更应该是呢，为什么神今天想要我们去听一下《使徒行传》十六章的内容？
And the reason I know that that's the right question is, you didn't come to hear Joe today, you came to hear God today.
原因就是你今天来不是来听 Joe， 你是来听神的。
And so we're thankful that God taught us what He taught us today. So we don't thank Joe, we thank Jesus.
我们很高兴啊，我们是 高兴神，基督会教导我们这些道理。
我想问一下，就是那个，当一个人不信主的时候，或者是他不顺服的时候，是不是他的那个思想受到那个魔鬼的一些影响？也就是说，他这个人是不是已经魔鬼在他身上？那这个人的话，我们需要去帮他去赶鬼吗
？The question about demon possessed. So whether a person is unbeliever demon possessed, so whether he's influenced by demon, how can I make him believe? So cast the demon out of an unbeliever.
That one is so easy. I'm going to let Harold answer.
这个问题太简单了，我就让 Harold 回答了。
And that was so funny that I forgot the question.
他说他现在记不住问题了。
I will say a couple of things. Every unbeliever is not demon possessed. There's no evidence of that in scripture.
完全没有圣经的证据说一个不信的人就是鬼附的啊，这个不能这么说。完全，这个没有圣经依据啊。
Matter of fact, I know some people who are not Christian.That might live a better moral life than some people who call themselves Christian.
事实上呢，我甚至经常看见一些他的确不信神的人呢，他所活出来道德的生命呢，甚至好过一些嘴巴上称自己是基督徒的人。
So every unbeliever is not an alcoholic or a drug addict or a prostitute. You know, every unbeliever is not that. But there are cases where the devil actually lives in the body of the person, and that is called demon possession.
就像不是每一个不信的人都是酗酒的，都是妓女，都是吸毒的。我们不能这么讲。但是呢，的确有这种情形。一个没有得救的人他是被鬼附的啊，就是的确有不信主的人是酗酒的，对，他只是各种情形之一。那这种鬼附的情况呢，就是鬼的确是掌权了在他里面，他是住在完全的住在这个人里面。
Where is that passage where it says that Satan entered into Judas?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Amen, John.
Put
it into the heart of Judas, Simon's son, to betray him. Anyhow.We can get you some verses, but there is a point in which the devil can actually take over, come in and take over. There's also cases of children being demon possessed. I don't think the children allowed that. So it's really, really difficult.To know, but the bottom line, we know this: demon possession is not good. Okay, and what is good is divine possession.
Amen.
Because I had a friend who gave his testimony one night, and when he started his testimony, he said.I want to tell you how Jesus possessed me. I never heard anybody start their testimony like that, you know.
所以他说呢，这个是会有一个情形呢，那人呢，他被完全被鬼控制，然后这个情形呢，我们很难明确知道的原因是什么，尤其是有些孩子也会这样，圣经也提到了，但是我们知道一个事实，就是这种情形是非常糟糕的，是对人非常不好的，然后呢，更好的是什么呢？你不是被鬼附啊，而是被圣灵掌权啊，圣灵在你里面做主啊，被圣灵充满。所以他说他讲过，他以前听过一个见证，一个人就说我的见证就想告诉你，我是神是怎么在我里面圣灵充满我的，我是怎么被神控制的。所以你宁可要记得你要常被圣灵充满，不要去招惹那鬼。
Demon possession is a very difficult doctrine. Sometimes in charismatic circles, Christians think it's their job to go around and cast demons out of people. That is a very serious thing. It is not to be taken lightly. And matter of fact, was it Michael or Gabriel that said, "The Lord rebuke you." In other words, even angels are very, very careful not to get into confrontations with satanic spirits. On one occasion, the Spirit said, Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you? And man, it was, you know, it's not things that you get into lightly or make light of, really.
对，他就又讲另外一个情形，就是今天呢，我们可能因为某一种跟灵恩比较相关的教导呢，导致呢大家对鬼附这件事情呢都看得很轻忽啊，就觉得好像基督徒随便出去就应该去赶鬼的。这个会使你有一个这个错觉啊！我想要告诉大家呢，这件事情会比你想的要严肃的多啊，因为甚至应该是米迦勒啊，有一次都对魔鬼说，去让主去责备你吧。就是我们不要觉得这件事情好像你很容易很轻忽就能够去对待就能做的。圣经也记载了一个例子啊，讲一个人他要去赶鬼，最后呢这个鬼说呢，保罗我认识啊，这个。耶稣我也知道，但是你是谁呢？他就扑上去把这个上去要赶鬼这个人给弄伤了哈。所以这个要让我们知道，这个事情会比较严肃啊，不是我们觉得好像每个基督徒你能做就能做的。
Very good. So the time has come when we should stop.
We should, but it's your fault. One last thing.Never, ever put yourself in a situation where a satanic influence can come into your life.
Amen.
Never do that. And maybe we can talk about that more. But please, Judas opened his heart and the devil came in. That's what happened.
所以永远不要使你的心呢向魔鬼敞开，永远不要，这是特别特别重要的一个点啊。犹大就是这么使得撒旦进了他的心，所以你不要把你的主权交给鬼。
Just remember that in our story, the Philippian jailer got saved, and his family got saved. But the girl, out of whom the devil was cast, she didn't get saved. The issue is not demon possession. The issue is, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?That's the key thing. The devil's out there, we resist him, but our job is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那还有一个很重要的点的补充呢，就是在我们读的这一大段十六章里面呢，吕底亚得救了，狱卒一家也得救了， 但那被赶出去的使女呢，圣经倒没有记载她是不是真的得救了。所以赶鬼这件事情是很好，但是它不能保证你能得救。真正每一个得救的人只有一个方式，就是你记得要接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，这是唯一得救的方式。
Okay, let's close in prayer.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to say thank you for allowing us to think these thoughts today.
父啊，谢谢您来带领我们去思考这些的概念。
Thoughts about the Lord Jesus and thoughts about the gospel message.
想耶稣基督，也想福音。
And we pray your Spirit will help us make right decisions.
求您的圣灵带领我们做对的决定。
Not based on our feelings or emotions, but on what we have read in the Word of God.
不是基于我们的感觉，而是基于我们读圣经的话语。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to jail next week.